Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Good morning again, John.
Are very fortunate to have two people from Island Harvest. We have Allison Puglia, who is the Vice President of Programs and Agency Relations, and we have Taisha, who is Taisha Friedman, and Taisha is in charge of the SNAP program, which is, we were just talking about that, and Community Resource Supervisor. Before I go back to Taisha, I just want to get two phone numbers. The main number in 516 number is 516-805-1642. And another number for Suffolk is 631-873-4775, extension 207. And of course, anybody listening, just call 311 if you haven't gotten a pen and you were listening to the program this morning and you need these phone numbers. Just prior to the break, Otto had brought up somebody who, you know, could use Medicaid separately, which, and there's no connection between them both. Where does the resources come to maintain Island Harvest? And actually, how did Island Harvest begin?
Sure. Island Harvest started, as I shared before, in 1992. There was a woman, her name was Linda Brightstone, and she is our founder. And so as a single person, she saw that there was a need in her community. There was a shelter down the street from her, and that shelter had families that were often looking for food because they didn't have enough. So she started to build partnerships, and she the first one was with a convenience store that was throwing away food at the end of each day. So she created a system where they would take coolers and they would take all of that food they were going to throw away. She would pick it up and bring it to the shelters so those families could eat. Wow. Over time, she received lots of support from other volunteers in the community and other restaurants and stores. And so that process grew. And so now we have hundreds of volunteers that are helping us every day. But that is only a small piece of what we do. In a year's time, we bring in about a million pounds of food from that rescue. But in all, we're distributing about 10.5 million pounds of food. So we have manufacturers, restaurants, a Stop and Shop, retailers, other places where we're able to get large amounts of food and product so that we can distribute out to the community.
I visualize it in a business sense, like a major wholesaler, and you distribute to retail outlets, if you will, who deal with people.
Yes. So the retail outlets would be the food pantries, soup kitchens, and shelters who are helping the end user.
Right, right. So somewhere along the line, somebody was very smart in setting up a distribution channel. That I read about the lady,
Linda.
Linda. And that's a pretty amazing story, really. Mm-hmm. Is she still involved at all with this?
She is on our advisory board, and so we have contact with her here and there, and she is very supportive and dedicated to making sure the mission continues.
Right.
How does the food wind up getting to the person?
So
it's taken as a pantry, so it's in cans. You're not sending out a cook meal.
We send out a variety of different things.
You do.
So if we get frozen meat and fresh produce, we get canned goods. We also get toiletries and other items that people are in need of in addition to food. Because if you think about it, if somebody cannot afford to purchase food, they can't afford aspirin and toilet paper and diapers. And all of those are really what helps somebody to be successful in being able to go to work and feel that they're able to be self-sufficient.
Right. I have a question, which is a broad question.
Sure.
At the church I'm involved in, the congregation, we cook once a month. Actually, we do it tomorrow morning for the Interfaith Nutrition Network. Does your organization, would your organization provide food for people to cook to give to other organizations? You know what I'm trying to say?
Yep. So there are really three main areas that or types of groups that we help, food pantries, which they give out food that people can cook at home.
Right.
And then soup kitchens so that they can cook food to be able to give out fully prepared meals. And the third would be shelter type programs where people are living on site and they're going to either be cooking food
That's
together.
That's what we cook to send it to the shelter sites.
Yes. Okay. So it really, you know, the variations of programs that we support. But based on the food safety trainings they have, we're able to support them in different ways.
Wow.
Do you have like a major warehouse somewhere?
Yes, in Hapag, we have a central distribution center. So we have about 25,000 square feet where we're able to hold product. But then we have a couple of storage sites. We have one in Calverton. And then also we have a site in Nassau County at the Holly Patterson Nursing Center.
Okay.
We
have a
couple of a small warehouse there where we're able to service Nassau County.
One of the things that entered my head, I was always in the sales world, if you will, and reading about, you know, preparing for this, Island Harvest does a lot of partnering with organizations, and that doesn't just happen by osmosis.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody did the work to set these mm-hmm. partners up.
I actually joke with our team and tell them that we are in sales because we have to sell Island Harvest and the services that we offer because we do a great job, but we have to make sure everybody knows about it.
Exactly, because there's nobody going to knock on your door.
Well, there are some people
that
knock on the door.
Well, now they might because you're known
right.
once you become
but,
known.
But the marketing of Island Harvest from a development point but also as a programs point is very important because there are people out there, just like today, it's very important that we talk about SNAP because in Nassau County alone, 6 out of 10 people who are eligible for SNAP are not receiving SNAP.
That's a killer.
And so if we don't continue to outreach and share and, you know, sell the program as you share, then people are not going to reach out to us.
Yeah, I'm a huge proponent of the fact that people, a lot of people have great ideas, but the only people who know about are the ones who are in this room.
Mm-hmm.
So now what?
Project Independence, which is this radio program for the town of North Hempstead, serves the population at 60 and over.
Mm-hmm.
We have 55,000 people over the age of 60. We have 13,000 members that call on us. It's like, it's here. You're paying for it.
Yes.
Like, and the services are tremendous, but it's like getting the word out there is just amazing. And I just want to go to Taisha for a second with the HIP. I'm calling it right, HIP? HEAP?
HEAP.
HEAP. That's another one. That's huge because nothing is worse than coming February and, you know, your budgeting is going down and you have either your pipes are going to freeze or forget that. You're in trying to sleep at night and you're freezing. Just some sort of assistance is, and we're not telling you that, you know, what do you call it? You're not, it's not like you're 100% on relief.
I'm
just a little help.
Just laughing because just yesterday I firmed up with the oil supplier that I use for next year. And it's like a game. You know, if you were, what would it be if I were a new customer? You know,
all this
jazz that they do. And the fact that there is a program available, we're talking about a lot of money.
How does that work? HEAP itself.
Again, it's based on income eligibility.
Right.
So if the client is eligible, we'll submit a simple application for them. It goes through the Department of Social Services. Upon approval, they will let the client know how much they were approved for, and then they will contact their supplier, whether it's PSEG or whether it's a private
oil. So they'll give you, say, $100 a month, and your bill is true. So that means you've just
cut
your
bill in half. Yeah, and then they'll pay the oil company directly.
Oh, okay. That's what I was questioning.
Yep.
Because otherwise,
now, you actually provide guidance as far as that is concerned as well?
We submit the application for
Yeah,
the
but I'm, you yep. help people, in other words.
Absolutely.
Get through the red tape. Get through the system, if you will.
You know what? Whether you want to call it the system, the red tape, it's just some of these things are just so confusing. You send something in the mail. I mean, I'm terrible. I look, I say, I'm not doing it. My wife yells at me, did you do it? I said, no, it's there. I mean, I'll do it eventually. But if no matter what it's for, if it has to be done, I don't like papers. I'll sit down with you,
right.
You know, and we go through everything, and I'll buy you lunch. I don't really care, but somebody do it for me.
To a lot of people, especially seniors that we're talking about, it's very intimidating.
Uh-huh.
They can't go on the internet in some cases.
Right,
and
that's true.
You could complete an application, from what I saw, on the internet, but there are a lot of people don't have that capability. So there are a lot of people out there that need guidance that, as you pointed out, there's a lot of them that are eligible, and here's a good source, a good place to go.
Yeah, seniors are typically a more vulnerable population their multiple health risks. So it is essential that they get HEAP and SNAP so that they can buy the right food so that they can stay healthy. Diabetes, high blood pressure, those are very common in the senior population. And if they are not eating good foods, because if you think about it, when you go to the doctor and the doctor prescribes you medication and that medication says take with food, they don't typically ask the question, do you have food at home? And really, that's the key for them to really be successful is to eat the right foods with taking the medication to maintain their conditions.
Actually, that's a question. With the SNAP program and you have a card, is there a restriction? I mean, can a person go in and just buy cases of Coca-Cola?
Or beer.
Or beer. I never think of beer.
So the items that cannot be purchased with SNAP would be vitamins, toiletries, alcohol, and tobacco.
Okay.
Other than that, you can pretty much purchase. Oh, and cooked items. So like the rotisserie chickens that we see at BJ's or Costco's, you cannot purchase those.
They're a good deal for $4.99.
Is there a limit in terms of where you can go to get these things?
Absolutely not. So
can you go like to a convenience store?
You can go anywhere except this. So BJ's, Costco, Stop and Shop, 7-Eleven. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dollar Tree.
Oh, wow, that's cool. That's a good
Target,
place too.
Target, Walmart. You know, you can.
Are there places that don't accept it?
The larger retailers are going to be a definite, but there are some of the smaller places that will be, you really just look for the signs, because all of the retailers will put a sign, EBT accepted, SNAP
EBT?
Accepted here.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And so EBT is electronic benefit transfer, and so that's the name of the card.
Okay.
And
when
people go, they'll know it as the EBT card.
But I'm sure there's some places, even restaurants, cash only, so they're not going to accept it. That's the end of it. I mean, there might be a little specialty store that's not taking, or they only take Visa. I forget, there's some place I go only wants American Express or something. I forget what it is because they charge too much the other one. So obviously a SNAP client there would not get what they're looking for.
Yeah, but it sounds like there's more than enough places that you can go to.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't have the stigma that existed years ago. I remember standing in line. I hope I never thought negatively of the person. But I know that there were people that would look at people because they had these stamps and just an attitude.
Oh, yeah, no,
We live in a world where we're judging left and right, whether, what car are you driving and, you shouldn't have your nails done or whatever the instance is. And we have to take that away, and that's a slow process. And so we just have to continue to be supportive because you never know what somebody's situation is.
It's a slow process, but it came back very recently. Real black and white. It's a shame.
We really need to remember that if somebody's working today and they lose their job, they're going to have the same car that they had yesterday, but they now are not going to have that income. So we should not pass judgments on people and be supportive because we know everybody wants to be successful.
Agreed completely.
Right, time actually. This has been wonderful. I mean, it goes so fast. I want to thank Allison and Taisha from Island Harvest for coming here, explaining some of the stuff. And anybody who wants to call 311 will get their information. Okay, terrific. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.